Okay, good morning everybody and good chodesh. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Vav. We left off on daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We are at Ki Asa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I believe is where we left off, toward the bottom of the page, about 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizecher Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramosha Yehuda ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem ben Shmayahu, all in the Shem Shav and Aliyah. And we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do today is we're going to finish up our discussion from yesterday about what defines the different stages of Bia, what defines Ha'ara, what exactly, where does Neshika fit in, Neshika Sever fit in, what defines Gemar Bia, and we're going to go through all of the different Shitos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a number whether Yibum with a Bia Gerua means not a Bia that does not have full Kavana L'Shem Yibum, but rather having Kavana either doing Bishogeg or Bimezit, having Kavana for Bia Znus, whether a Bia Gerua will allow the Yavama to eat Truma, meaning if the Yavam is a Kohen, so does him doing a Bia Gerua on the Yavama allow the Yavama to eat Truma. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to try to prove from our Mishnah that onus for an Eishes Yisrael will make her pasul l'kuhuna in the future, meaning that if a woman is married to Yisrael and someone is ma'anis her, she's still allowed to stay with her husband. If a woman is married to a Kohen and someone's ma'anis her, she's not allowed to stay with her husband. But what if a woman is married to Yisrael and someone's ma'anis her, and then afterwards her husband dies? Can she now go and marry a Kohen? Does that make her a zona to the point that she's not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen? Then the Gemara is going to have two opinions, whether an Eishes Kohen who was Nensa becomes a Zona, or is only Asr on account of a different reason, on account of Tumah, Vihilo Nitbasa, special Gzeris HaKosov, meaning even when she's an Eishes Kohen and someone is Ma'anes, or we know she's not allowed to stay with her husband. Question is, why is she not allowed to stay with her husband? Is it because she now has the halachic status of Zona? Again, Zona over here is a halachic status. It is not a pejorative. It is not something that we are calling her that she did something wrong. It's just a halachic title, halachic status of a zona. Or do we say that it's only an isser on account of tuma? And then the Mishnah at the end of Amud Beis, we'll see if we get to it. The Mishnah has a machlokas whether an arusa to a kohen for a forbidden marriage can eat truma, meaning a woman has erusin with a kohen. So normally, once he gears man lakonsa, once it's already the time that they should have had nisuin, she can begin to eat truma. But what if she's a grusha and he's a kohen, or she's an almana and he's a kohen gadol? Does he gias man, the fact that it's the time where they would have had nisuin and right now they're be'erusin, so they haven't had a bia asura yet and she hasn't become a chalala yet, does that make her does that mean that she's now allowed to eat truma or not? So we're going to have machlokas about that in the Mishnah. So let's pick up again. We left off yesterday ki asa ravin am Rabbi Yochanan. We're going through all the different opinions of what hara, what the tchilas bia accomplishes, what defines tchilas bia, how much of a penetration, how much of a bia is considered even hara. So ki asa ravin am Rabbi Yochanan, hara zu achnas satara. Hara is defined as the penetration of the atara into the woman. So the Gemara explains that Ravin, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying that achnas satara is the definition of hara, ad Rabbi Bar Bechana vaday palig. He's definitely arguing what Rabbi Bar Bechana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Bar Bechana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that achnas satara is considered gemar bia, and Rabbi is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that achnas satara is only considered hara. So that there's no doubt. You can't have a more direct machlokas than that. But the Shmuel Milema, the Apollo, do we necessarily say that he's arguing that Shmuel said that Neshika is Hara. So is Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan necessarily arguing on Shmuel? It could be that according to Shmuel, Neshika is considered Hara, and Achnas Satara is Gemar Bia, and therefore Ravin, who holds that Achnas Satara is Hara, would hold that Neshika is not Bia at all. So certainly then he'd be arguing on Shmuel. So says Gemara, no, not necessarily that Ravin is arguing on Shmuel. It could be that according to both of them, Neshika v'Ad Hachnas Hatara Hara Karila, that there's a range that's called Hara from the stage of Neshika Sever until the stage of Hachnas Hatara. It's all called Hara, and Shmuel talks about the earliest point that's called Hara, and Ravin is talking about the latest point that is going to be considered Hara, but they're not disagreeing with each other. They're both true. Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hara Zu Hachnas Hatara Gemar Bia Mamish. That Hara means Hachnas Hatara, and Gemar Bia means Mamish Gemar Bia. But Mikan Ve'elach, anything that's less than Hachnas Hatara, Enuel Neshika Upatur. That's only going to have the status of Neshika, and that's going to be Patur. It's not even going to be Hara. So if Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you're Patur on Neshika, so he must hold Neshika as not Hara, because Hara, we said, is Chayiv Ki Gemar Bia. Hara would be, you'd be Chayiv for Hara. So Paulik God Shmuel. That certainly is against Shmuel, because Shmuel holds that Neshika already is Hara, so you'd already be Chayiv for Hara. So it turns out that there are several Shitos when it comes to Hara. Shmuel holds that Neshika is called Hara, and the Gemara is not sure whether he would also hold that Achnas Satara is Gemar Bia, or maybe Achnas Satara is also only Hara, and Gemar Bia is Gemar Bia Mamish. Rabbi Barbachan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, holds Achnas Satara is Gemar Bia, and therefore he holds like Shmuel that Neshika is Hara. Ravin, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, holds that Achnas Satara is Hara, and that's in disagreement with Rabbi Barbachan, who said Achnas Satara is Gemar Bia, and the Gemara is not sure whether he would hold that Neshika is also Hara, like Shmuel said, or he disagrees with Shmuel and he holds that Neshika is nothing, and Gemar Bia is Gemar Bia Mamish. And then Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Neshika is nothing, he's in disagreement with Shmuel, and Achnas Satara is Hara, and in that sense, he's Cholik on Rabbi Bar Bachana, and Gemar Bia is Gemar Bia Mamish. Those are the four different Shitos. Three of them are Rabbi Yochanan, right? Three of them are different people talking within Rabbi Yochanan. So that closes off the discussion from yesterday. Now we go on. The Mishnah had said that someone who's boel his yevama with what's called a bia gerua, which means he's boel her b'shogig, b'mezid, b'ones, b'ratzon, echad ma'ara ve'echad gomer kana. So we said whether you do hara, whether you do gemar bia, he's kona the yevama. So it says gemara my kana. What does it mean? He's kona the yevama with even a bia gerua, with a bia b'shogig, a bia b'ones. So rav amar kana l'kol. It means that he's kona her entirely. All the dinim of a married woman now apply to her. If he's a kohen, she can eat truma or everything. Shmuel Amar lo kanel dvar mamurim beparsha. Shmuel says no, only those things that are unique to the parsha of Yibum are going to apply when he does a bia gerua. Lirish b'nichseyachiv, for example, the fact that he's come tachas his brother, that he's now taking the place of his brother, and therefore he yarshins his brother's estate, and the other brothers who did not perform Yibum do not yarshin that estate. Ulupotra min ayibum. The fact that this yivama that he was boel, that he was boel is even with the bia grua is now potter from any further yibum. And if the yavam dies and she has children and he has children from another one of his wives, she's not going to require a yibum. She's mutarisli nasi l'shuk if this yavam dies. And if the yavam comes is motzi her mirushu, so after he's boel her, he has to be megarish her beget. Chalitza wouldn't do it because this is a Yibum, and the tsaros of the Sivama don't require Yibum anymore because he did this bia grua. So all of the halachos that relate to Yibum are affected through a bia grua, but not the other halachos that relate to marriage. That's the discussion. That's the machlokas where Rav says kana l'kol, that even a bia grua makes it that they're totally married, and Shmuel says no, it makes it that all the halachos of Yibum are going to apply. So it says Gemara min ani suin l'divrei kol achla da ha'havas ka'achla me'ikara. If she already had nisuin with the deceased brother, so she was already eating his truma because he obviously was a kohen as well, so that everyone would agree that when the yavama does a bia grua, she can continue eating his truma as well because she was eating the truma of the deceased brother, so she can continue. That even Shmuel would agree to. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether she's now allowed to eat truma, now that she had this bia grua with the yavam, is mina erisin, is where she was not yet eating truma when she was married to her original husband, because she was only with Erisin with her original husband, and the halacha midoraisa is that mina Erisin you can already eat truma, but midrabanan the halacha is that after Erisin you're not yet ready to eat truma. So practically, because of this din rabbanu, she has not been eating truma yet. So now the question machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is when the yavam does a bia gerua on her, does that now entitle her to eat truma? So Rav amara ocheles, Rabbi Rachmana bia shoge kemezid. Rav says that she does eat truma because the Torah considers a bia shoge the same as a bias mezid. Now over here the Rishonim point out the word bias mezid in this context doesn't mean what bias mezid meant in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, mezid meant l'shem znus. You know, it was also a bia grua. Over here we're saying that bia shogig is kimezid, meaning that bia shogig is like a real bia. It's like a regular bia. So bia smezid in this context means kavana liibum. It means a real kavana l'shem mitzvah. So Rav holds that just like by a real bia, she's a chelos betruma and she's considered his wife full-fledged, so too by bia shogig, she's ochelos b'truma, she's considered completely his wife. Shmuel amar, no, ki Rabbi Rachman alukamei b'makom bal. When do we say that a bia gemura is going to be effective? That's to put the yavam in the place of the husband, that if she ate truma b'chaye baila, so she could eat truma now as well. But la lumei b'bal, lo, but to put the yavam in a position where he's stronger than the husband. The husband was never machil her truma, and now the yavam is going to be machil her truma on account of a bia grua? No, that far we never went. So the we had said that luk may be makumbal, that we do go that far as to say luk may be makumbal. So Tosa Rush points out for those things that are mefurish in parsha yibum to be yorish b'nichseyachiv lepotur min ayibum, he's kona because those things aren't shaykh to the husband. Meaning, why is Shmuel so confident that when you do a bia grua, as far as the yibum things are concerned, she's absolutely his wife? Isn't that lalu mimibal? Isn't that giving him the yavam a stronger position than the husband? The husband didn't have those rights. So says the Tosa Rush, it wasn't even shaykh to the husband. To Yarshin himself? What does that mean? Meaning, what are we saying? That the yavam is going to Yarshin the deceased brother. The deceased brother couldn't Yarshin the deceased brother. It wasn't something that was nogeya. What? To pater from yibam? There was no chiyuv of yibam. He was alive. So anything that wasn't shaykh to the deceased brother, that the yavam can do, but that which was shaykh and the deceased brother couldn't do, like being machil or truma, that is where Shmuel is going to draw the line, and Shmuel is going to say that the yavam is not going to be more powerful than the original baal. Now the Rashash and the Aruch Lener point out that even Legabe Shmuel, there's a chiddush in the fact that the Gemara Dafka chooses to mention this machlokas Legabe Truma, meaning we could have said, Tosus points out over here, min anisun kuli almul apligi to achla, right? Tosus writes, al yidebi avua din davi mitzel mitkal dinyin yorsho, li tamila, lafer nidareha. There are a lot of halachos that relate to nisun. You don't have to say it's all about Truma. Truma is actually very very limiting because that's only about a Kohen. We could have said, lahafer nidareha, that by min hanisuin, the baal is made for the nidrei ishto without any help from the father, without anything else. So why do we dafka pick truma as the example? So the Rashash and the Aruch Lener suggest that there's a chiddush in dafka using truma as the example because min haTorah an arus is allowed to eat truma. So you would think that this isn't called la alume. This isn't called that we're giving the yavam more power than we gave the baal. The baal also is allowed to be machler truma min haTorah. It's only a din midrabana that he's not allowed to, as opposed to all of the other things that relate to Nisuin, like Lahafer Nidarel, Itamila, those are dinim in haTorah that the Baal did not have the koach to do. So that would be more pashut to Shmuel that the Yavam is not going to have the koach to do those things either. So Va'azu Shmuel Tamei, this is Shmuel Lishitaso. Shmuel holds that a Yavam with a Bia Gerua is not going to be Machil the Yavama Truma, that's Lishitaso. Damrav Nachnorma Shmuel, Kol Shabal Machil, Yavam Machil. Whenever the husband who's a Kohen could be machil b'truma, meaning min anisuin, if the husband anisuin with her, so then when the yavam goes and takes over that marriage, he's going to be machil b'truma. V'kol she'ena bal machil, but if the husband was not able to be machil b'truma because they only had erusin, so she was not yet eating truma, yavam einu machil, then the yavam is not going to be able to be machil b'truma either through a bia grua. This is Shmuel l'shitaso. Again, this whole discussion, Rishon pointed out, is only if it's alidei bia grua. But if he had a full bia with kavana, the yavam had a full bia with kavana, then for sure everyone would agree that it's absolutely a nisuin, that they're fully married. So the Gemara challenges Shmuel. The Brisa says as follows, bas Yisrael pikachas. Let's say you have a bas Yisrael who's a bas das. She nesarsa l'koin pikeach. And she marries a kohen. also fully functioning bar das. V'lo hispik l'konsa achen ascharish. But before the nisuin, before the chuppah, he became a cherish. He's now no longer a bar das, and therefore he's not able to make normal kinyanim. So eino achelish. She's not allowed to eat truma because she's not. It's not considered to be a nisuin. But meis. If the husband dies after the nisun, v'nafal v'nei yavam cheresh, and now she faces a yavam who's a cheresh, ochela, she's allowed to eat truma, because for bias yibum, you don't need das. She's able to be kanui to the yavam, even though the yavam's not capable of having das, because you don't need das. So she becomes his wife, his full-fledged wife. Ubezu, yafa koach hayavam, mikoach habal. And in that sense, the koach hayavam is greater than the koach habal, because the baal is a lav bar das, could not affect nisuin. The yavam is a lav bar das, is able to affect Yibum, because Yibum doesn't require das. So Bishlam of the Rav Nicha, according to Rav, that works out great, because Rav holds that yes, there are certain times that the husband didn't have the koach to do certain things, and the Yavam does, just like the husband didn't have the ability to be machil her truma min erisin, and the Yavam can when he does a bia grua. So over here also, the husband who's a cheresh couldn't be machil her truma, and the Yavam who's a cheresh can be machil her truma. Elul Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, holds that if she didn't eat truma while she was with her husband, then by definition she's not going to be allowed to eat truma with the bia grua with the yavam. So kasha, it's a kasha on the, from the brisa that you do see that she eats truma with the yavam who's a cheresh, and by definition the cheresh is having a bia grua. He's not able to have a bia with kavan l'shem mitzvah. He's a cheresh, so he's not a bardas. So you see that a bia grua is going to be machlur truma, even though she was not previously eating truma. So Amalach Shmuel will answer Eima. Then no, you have to add a little bit into the brisa, that the brisa is missing a piece, that it should say as follows: V'lo hispik l'kon sachen uscharish. If the kohen did not do nisuin until he became a cherish first, eino chelz b'truma. She cannot eat truma because the nisuin is not a valid nisuin. Kanas, but then here's what we're adding in. But if the kohen actually did a nisuin v'achar kach nischarish, and then he became a cherish after the nisuin, then ochelas, then she's allowed to eat truma because the nisuin was a valid nisuin. He was a bardas at the time of the nisuin. And then meis, if he then dies afterwards, v'nafal lifnei yavam cherish, and the brother, the yavam, is a cherish, ochelas, so he does a bia grua on her, so she's allowed to continue eating truma. Why? Because while the husband was alive, she was eating truma. Even though a bias cherish is a bia grua, it's kona the yavama lekol davar, because when she was nofel to the yavam, it was min anisuin. So Shmuel is moda that since she ate truma while she was still with her original husband, she can eat truma now with the yavam as well, even though the yavam only had a bia grua. So that's not a kasha in Shmuel. Umay bezu, and what does the brisa mean when it says, oh bezu yafa koach hayavam mikoach habal? In what way is the yavam having greater koach than the baal? The baal was also machil her truma. So how could the brisa then finish off by saying, and look, you see, the yavam has more power than the baal? No, the same power as the baal. The baal was also being machil her truma. Now what it means is, dilu baal cherish meyikara lo achelas, dilu yavam cherish meyikara achla. It means that if the baal were in the same position that the yavam were in, where at the very beginning of the relationship he was already a cherish, he would not have been able to be machil or truma. But the yavam, where at the very beginning of his relationship with the woman he's a cherish, he is able to be machil or truma. So Shmuel could even fit with this brisa, that at least in the version of the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, as we just learned it right now. Meaning that what we just learned is that the whole machlokas Rav and Shmuel is only min ha'er. That min anisuin, everyone is going to agree that a bia grua will be machlo truma. But the ikada amri, there's another version of the machlokas, that min ha'erisin, if she only had erisin with her original husband, and therefore she was not eating truma, even Rav would agree that a yavam who does a bia grua is not going to entitle her to eat truma, because she hadn't been eating truma when she was with her original husband. So even Rav would agree to that. Keep leaking the whole machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is min anisuin, is when she had nisuin with the original husband, and she has been eating truma with the original husband, and now the yavam does a bia grua. So Rav Amar Ochelos, Avas Hachamei Kara, Rav will say she may continue to eat truma because she had been eating truma with her original husband. But Shmuel Amar Ein Ochelos, and Shmuel will say no, she does not get to keep eating truma because Ki Rabbi Rachman Abia Shogei Kemezid. When do we say that a bia grua is considered like a full fledged bia when it comes to yavam? That's Ledvar Mamar. Amurim Bevarsha. That's only for the Yibur Malei Dinim, like to be Yorish, his brother, and the Chelik that his brother has been Nechsei Aviv, and to Pater from Yibum. Aval Kol Mili, but for all other halachos of being a married woman, no, be a grua, lo, that's not going to work. A be a grua is not going to make that happen. So now the Gemara asks a stira within Shmuel. Vamar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kol Shabal Machil Yava Machil. Wow, meaning this makes Shmuel much more extreme. Now Shmuel is saying that even though the Baal had the ability to be Machil or Tshuma because it was Nisuin, when the Yavam does a be a grua, he won't be Machil. But didn't Shmuel tell us elsewhere that as long as the Baal is able to be Machil, the Yavam is also able to be Machil? So Ema Kol Bia Shabal Machil Ba. No, what Shmuel means to say is any bia that the Baal would be able to be machil truma to the woman with, like a bia schuppah, which means a bia with full das, yava machil ba. If the yavam had a bia with full das, he too would be able to be machil or truma. But kol bia she'ena baal machil ba, any bia that wouldn't affect a full chuppah with the original husband, any type of bia that would not affect a full chuppah with the original husband, ena yava machil ba. A bia grua will also not entitle the yavam to, would not enable the yavam to entitle her to eat truma. So if the yavama has a bia that would not have been a chuppah had the husband done it, the woman will now not be able to eat the truma on account of the yavam. So now Shita Shmuel makes a lot of sense that even if she's nafal liyibum from nisuin, if the yavam does a bia grua, like a bia shogeg, he's not going to be able to feed her truma. So Meisvei, the Gemara now challenges both Rav and Shmuel. Bas Yisrael Pikacha, same brisa we said before. You have a Bas Yisrael who's a Bas Das. Shem Nisarsa, the Kohen Pikeach, who has Erisin with the Kohen, who's a Ben Das. Velo Hispik, the Kohen Sachin Nisharish. But by the time that they do Nisuin, he's already a Cherish. So the Nisuin is a Nisuin with a Lav Bar Das, and therefore it's an invalid Nisuin. Eina Ochela. She's not allowed to eat Truma because she's not considered a Nisua. Mace, if the husband who's a Cherish now dies, Vinafel Fnei Yavim Cherish, and the brother is also a Cherish, and he's boiled her with a Bia Gerua, obviously, because he's a Cherish. Ochelas, now she's allowed to eat Truma, because for Bias Yibam, you don't need Das. A Bia Gerua will affect Yibam, so she's allowed to eat Truma. Obezu, Yafakach Yavim, Yikach Abal. And in this sense, Koach HaYavim is greater than Koach HaBal. So you see that even though she never had Nisuin with the husband, and she only had a Bia Grua with the Yavam, she's allowed to eat Truma. That's against everybody in this version. In this version of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, both Rav and Shmuel agreed that if she only had Erisin with the husband, that she's not going to be allowed to eat Truma with the Yavam. Al Yedei Bia Grua. So this is against everybody. So Bisham L'Rav, Metaris Kedetaris Meikara. So to Rav, it's not really going to be such a Kasha, because the same way we answered Shmuel in the first version of the Machlokas, we can answer for Rav in this version of the Machlokas, meaning you add a little bit to the Brisa, that when the Brisa says that she eats Truma when she's with the Yavam, that's talking about a case where we added a case in. That's talking about a case where the Baal was a Pikeach at the time of the Nisuin, and then he subsequently became a Cherish. So she already was eating Truma with the Baal. Oh, in that case, then when the Yavam does a Bia Grua, since she was already eating Truma with the Baal, she can continue eating Truma with the Yavam. So Rav, we can smooth it over by just adding that case in. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, it holds that even if she was eating truma with the Baal, she's not allowed to eat truma with the Yavam al Yideya Bia Grua. So Kasha, that's really going to be a problem. This price is going to be very problematic for this version of Shmuel, for this more extreme version of Shmuel. So says Mar Kasha, Taka is more problematic for this version of Shmuel. We don't have an obvious answer. Now, in general, the rule in Shas is that when it says Tiyufta, it means we don't have any answer. When it says Kasha, it means we don't have an obvious answer, but there's an answer. There's something there. We're just not spelling it out, and we're not just playing out all the possibilities of what the answer might be. So the Rishonim normally, when the Gemara leaves something as a kasha, the Rishonim start discussing, okay, so what was the answer? I mean, the Gemara obviously had something in mind. So the Ritva writes that the reason the Gemara doesn't say Tiyufta is because sof kol sof, this Braisa is a Braisa Meshubashis, meaning this Braisa has to be fixed anyway. I mean, even according to Rav, you're going to have to fix the Braisa, you're going to have to add something in. So once it's a Braisa Meshubashis, you can't ask a Tiyufta from Braisa Meshubashis. Probably Shmuel could change other things in the Braisa and make it work as well. So once that's a viable answer, to just change the words of the Braisa, and you have to do that anyway, so then it's not going to be a Tiyufta. You're not going to be able to ask a Tiyufta from such a Braisa. So now the Gemara brings a Braisa with regard to a Cheresh doing Nisuin, whether Nisui Cheresh could be Machil, a woman Truma. So Tan Rabbanan, Bas Yisrael Pikachas, and Nisarsal, the Kohen Pikeach, a regular couple, B'nei Das, V'lo Hispik, L'Kon Tzach, and Nisharish. But by the, before he they do Nisuin, the husband had become a Cheresh. Say no Chela, she's not allowed to eat Truma because she's not a Nisui yet. He's incapable of affecting Nisuin. But no Laben, Ochelas. But if they have a child, she can eat Truma because the son could eat Truma. The son is a Kohen. So since the son could eat Truma, he causes that the mom should be able to eat Truma as well. So she eats on account of the son. Meis HaBen, if the son then, Rachman al son, the son dies, Bechaye his parents, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Ochelas, Vecham Momrim, Ein Ochelas. Rabbi Nassan says she may continue to eat Truma, whereas Chacham say no, she's not allowed to eat Truma because she was only allowed to eat Truma on account of the son. The son is no longer here, and therefore she's not allowed to eat Truma. So my time is Rabbi Nassan. Why does Rabbi Nassan think she is allowed to keep eating Truma? She was only eating on account of the son. The son's no longer alive. Because she was already eating Truma, so we don't stop her from continuing. She can continue the status quo. Really, is that a rule? That any time a woman was once allowed to eat Truma, we just let her eat Truma forever? Is that Elameata? If that were really the case, what would you say in the following case? Bas Yisrael, she nieces a Kohen. You have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, and she was eating Truma because she was married to a Kohen. And then Umislei, then her Kohen husband died. So Techel, you're going to say that she should eat Truma even after the husband died, Shekvar Achla, because after all, she was once eating Truma? No, there's no such thing. No, look, even the Mislei, Pakalei Kedusha say that once the husband dies, his Kedusha goes, Pakalei Kedusha say, no, his Kedusha leaves his wife, and she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. Sacharami over here also, even though she already ate Truma on account of her son, Kivin de Mislei, Paka Kedusha say, mina. Now that the son is dead, she's the Kedusha that the son was able to bring to the mother in to enable her to eat Truma goes away. She's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. So we have to understand, why would Rabbi Nassan hold that even after the son dies, she should be allowed to eat Truma? It's not because of some magical rule that anytime someone once ate Truma, that she could always continue to eat Truma. The Aruch Lener says that, well, Lechora, one could respond that the Svara, that since she already ate, she can continue to eat Truma, is not enough to be makel to allow a Bas Yisrael, whose husband died, to eat Truma, because the Bas Yisrael is asmi dar rice to eat Truma. But by Nisui Cheresh, she's only asmi dar rabanan to eat Truma, because of Gzeira Atu Kiddushe Cheresh, meaning really, if she had real kiddushin with a kohen pikeach, she's really allowed to eat truma midal raisa. The whole iser of narusa eating truma is only midrabanan. Over here, it's not even a full arusa. The guy did nisuin as a cheresh. Midal raisa, she's allowed to eat truma. Midrabanan, we don't allow it because we're going to say that if we were to allow a nisui cheresh to be machler truma, people will come to allow kiddushay cheresh to be machler truma as well, and kiddushay cheresh is invalid. It's not a kiddushin. So it's all a din midrabanan. So maybe in such a case, you could say that if the whole issue were only a din midrabanan, then we're going to say that she loses the right to eat truma. Whereas if the issue were a din daraisa, she's allowed to eat truma. So since she ate al yidei bina, so maybe she should be allowed to continue to eat truma. So that's the Aruch Lener points out that it's not really an exact parallel how the Gemara rejects over here, where the Gemara says, oh, you want to tell me there's just such a rule? If there was such a rule that someone who started can continue, then even if she was married to a husband and he died, she would be allowed to eat Truma. They're not exactly parallel. But anyway, so the Achronim work on that. Ella Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef instead comes up with a different explanation for Rabbi Nassan. Again, Rabbi Nassan is the one that said that Ochelas, that even though she was only eating on account of her son, because her marriage to her husband was a Nisun with a Cheresh, so she was only eating on account of her son. When the son dies, she can continue to eat truma. Why? Because Rabbi Nassan, Nisui Cheresh Machil Mitruma. Rabbi Nassan holds it's not only on account of her son. It was the Nisuin that she had with her husband, who was a Cheresh, is enough to feed her truma. It's enough to entitle her to truma. Because Midor Raisa, Bas Yisrael, Narusa Lekoin is allowed to eat truma. It's only Gzeira Midrabanan for a variety of reasons that she's not allowed to eat truma until Nisuin. So if she has Nisuin, those reasons don't apply, and therefore she's allowed to eat truma. Meaning the Rabbanan were goes there originally. originally that an arusa is not allowed to eat truma because we're afraid she's going to feed. She's not yet living in the husband's house, so she's going to feed it to all of her brothers and her father and everybody else who are not entitled to truma. But now she moved in with him. He's a cherish, so it's not a valid nisuin. But you don't have that concern anymore. She moved in with him. So, but the rabbanon word goes there to aser her from eating truma with nisuin of a cherish because we're afraid that we're gonna be makel by kiddushay cherish as well, and that minat Torah would not work. So Rabbi Nassan says she can eat truma with nisuin cherish as long as the kiddushin happened when it's a pikeach. V'lo gazrin nisuin cherish at the kiddushay cherish. Rabbi Nassan just doesn't hold that gzeira. He says I'm not worried that if she had kiddushin when he was not a cherish, so nisuin cherish will allow her to eat truma. We're not going to make a gzeira of nisuin cherish atu kiddushay cherish. Amar le Abayis. Abayis says Rabbi Yosef, really? Ihachi. If that's the case, that Rabbi Nassan holds she's allowed to eat truma not on account of the child, on account of the husband, well then the whole brisa is messed up. No la ben mamali. Why does the brisa talk about, oh, if she has a son and now she's allowed to eat truma? According to Rabbi Nassan, she was allowed to eat truma before she had a son. Nisuei cherish allows her to eat truma. So says the Gemara, Mishum Rabbanan. No, we're only mentioning the case of the son to highlight the sheet of the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Nassan, that they hold that Nisuei cherish will not entitle her to eat truma, but the Chachamim say, but don't worry, if she has a son, that will entitle her to eat truma. So according to Rabbi Nassan, you didn't have to say anything about the son. She was already entitled to eat truma as soon as she had Nisuei with the cherish. It was only according to the Chachamim that we say, oh, by the way, even though the Chachamim hold she can't eat truma on account of her nisuin with the cherish, when she has a son, she can. So says Rav Lifla Rabbi Nassan liberation. So why didn't Rabbi Nassan pipe up at the beginning? As soon as the Chum said that nisuin with the cherish is not going to be makler truma, Rabbi Nassan should have said, "Hello, yes, it does. Nisuin with the cherish is makler truma." So Shavuot the Rabbanan had him say, "That's not their cheres." He's just going to start screaming, shouting in the middle of the Rabbanan's presentation. So he was waiting till the Rabbanan finished their presentation. Vahadar palagalayu, and then he decided to express his makler. So, if that's the case, Rabbi Nassan is only arguing because he was waiting for the Chum to finish everything they had to say. Listening, Mesa ben Eino Achelas, Rabbi Nassan Omar Achelas. Why didn't he wait till the Mamish finished everything they had to say? Meaning, he piped up as soon as it said that the son was born. Why didn't he wait till the Chacham said, Mesa ben Eino Achelas, and then Rabbi Nassan should say, no, even if Mesa ben Achelas, because even initially Achelas. So, Kashas, that's difficult. Why Rabbi Nassan had Derech Eretz to a point that he waited till the Chacham said most of what they had to say, but not their entire presentation, before he decided to disagree with them. So again, that's Kasha. It's not the kind of Kasha that's a Tiyufta, because maybe his patience went up until a certain point, but it's at least a Kasha. Okay, now the Mishnah said that someone who's Boel is Yivama B'Shogeg, or he does only a Tzchilas Bia or a Bia Shlo Kedarka. And we said in all those cases you're kona yivama, and then the Mishnah said v'chein haba alachs mikol arayos. Then all of these lesser forms of bia, whether it be a lesser kavana, whether it be a lesser maisa bia, all of these things will passel a woman when it comes to any of the will you'll be chayiv for all the other arayos in the Torah with such a bia. So Amram hamilsa Amram Rav Sheshes. You know, there's a chiddush that Rav Sheshes once taught us v'anarinu la'ainin mimasnisin, and we see that there's a riot to it from our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is going to be helpful in understanding or improving the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes. What was the din that Rav Sheshes taught us? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. If an Eishes Yisrael, Rachman al-San, is Nensa, so some person is Ma'anis, a woman, Aval Bishu Mutaris Lebaila, even though she's now Mutaris to be with her husband, because her husband is not a Kohen, but Psula Lekuhuna. In the future, she's going to be Pasul Lekuhuna, meaning if her husband subsequently dies, she's not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen. Just like if she were married to a Kohen and someone was Ma'aneser, she would not be allowed to stay married to the Kohen. If she's married to Yisrael and someone's Ma'aneser, she loses any future Lekuhuna, because as if she were an Eishes Kohen. V'tanatuna, and our Mishnah is a riot to that, because our Mishnah says that someone who's Boel Yavama, Bein B'Shogi, Bein B'Mezid, Bein Ba'ones, Bein Baratzam, Bein Bi'eva Gemura, Bein Tchilas Bi'a, Bein Kedarka, Bein Shalok Kedarka, then it's all going to be Kona. V'chein, and then the Mishnah said, Haba Alachas Mikol Arayos Hamuris B'Torah. Anyone who's Boel, any of the Arayos, with any of these forms of Bi'a, including Ones, is going to Pasler. So, Opsulos. So, or any of the women that are Pasel, like an Almanu Kohen Gadol, Pasel Sulukuna, Mishum Zona. So, from that Mishnah, we have Araya. My v'chein, what is the word v'chein coming to teach me? My love, lo shna b'shogig, lo shna b'mezid, lo shna ba'ones, lo shna b'ratzon v'katani pasla. Doesn't it mean to tell me that even if it was ba'ones, in any case of such a bia, the v'chein is telling me that that any of the arayos that one violates a woman ba'ones with any of the arayos, it's going to pass the lakuna. One of the arayos is an eshes ish. So you see that bia with an eshes ish ba'ones is going to pass the lakuna, even though she's not currently married to a kohen. So says Gemara, no, that's not necessarily what v'chein means. There are three alternative explanations of what v'chein might mean. Lo, my v'chein, ra'ah. Maybe v'chein is just going on the tchilas bia. The tchilas bia would pass a woman lakuna in the proper circumstances, but not ones necessarily. Hara demad. Well, which women are we talking about tchilas bia? Ilema da arayos. If you're talking about hara of arayos, lema da arayos, elfinim yivama. Wait a second. That's as if we're saying, oh, hara works to affect the yibum, and not only yibum, but also hara counts as bia for arayos. Adrav, that's backwards. We just had a whole sugya on Daf Nun Dalet where we said yivami elfinim arayos digra hara b'arayos ksif. How do I know hara counts as a bia? Because it says it by nida. Nida is one of the arayos. Everything else was derived from there. So then the Mishnah is written backwards if the v'chein is going on the arayos. Ela my v'chein. So what's the v'chein going on? Ashalo kedarka da arayos. When it says that we're not mechalik between a bia kedarka and a bia shalo kedarka, that it's kona b'yibum. So that's what it's saying, v'chein, that it's also true by arayos. Adraba, no, that also is primarily sourced by arayos. Ikur mishkeveisha, the very pasuk of mishkeveisha by arayos ksiv. Ella my v'chein, you know what v'chein is going on? Ashalokadarka de chayav elavin, about bia shalokadarka of chayav elavin of kahuna, like an alman al kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz al kohen edyot, that we said previously that a yivama with the bia shalokadarka is kona like a bia kadarka. So that's where the Tana says, and hu adin for chayav elavin of kahuna, that even though it doesn't say mishkevei isha by chayav elavin, someone who's boel shalokadarka, any of the chayav elavin of kahuna, passes to the kahuna in the future, and therefore we have no raya from our Mishnah to the din of Rav Sheshes, period. Amar Rabba, Eishes Kohen Shenensa, Baila Lokala Mishum Zona. If an Eishes Kohen is Nensa, so the husband, if the husband stays with her, he gets Malkus for being with the Zona. I mean, she has the halachic status of an Isha Zona. So says Mar Mishum Zona in Mishum Tumah Lo, only Mishum Zona? She doesn't have, it's not, she's not usher to Mishum Tumah? Lo, Mishum Tumah Lo. So says Mar Ema Af Mishum Zona. No, of course it's Mishum Tumah as well, that's derived from the pasuk v'hilo nitpasa, but it means that she's also a zona. So must Rabbi Zera? Rabbi Zera asks on Rabbi. Rabbi said, "Neshes Kohen that's nensa. She has the status of zona." Pasuk says v'hilo nitpasa asura. Sounds like if a woman is not, when a woman's married to Yisrael and she's neshes ish and she has bia with somebody else, not ba'ones, she's asura to her husband. And we are medayek ha nitpasa muteres, that if it was ba'ones, she's mutter to her husband, but there's another type of woman that even if she's ba'ones, she's nansa, she's going to be asura to her husband. And that's referring to an eshes kohen. That's not a los hasei, that's an hasei. You don't get malchus on that. So it's a kasha and rabu who said that an eshes kohen that's nansa, her husband gets malchus mishum zona. That doesn't sound like malchus. That sounds like an asay. So the Amar Rabba Hakol Hayu Bechal Zona. No, really, all women who are nivelas tachas their husband while they're married, they're nivelas somebody else. They're all included in a zona. And the simple understanding would be whether it's ba'onas baratzon whatever. Kishapir lechasuk gam Eishes Yisrael v'hilo nitbasa. When it says by Eishes Yisrael that if she's that she's only a zona if she willingly did it, v'hilo nitbasa asura ha nitbasa muteres. But if she was nensa, she's not going to be a zona. It means the Eishes Kohen never had that chiddush. So we go back to the original understanding that any woman who's married and then has bia with somebody else, bein bonus, bein baratzon, is going to have the status of a zon. V'ikadami, another version of Rabbah is Amar Rabbah Eishes Kohen Shenensa. That the husband gets malchus mishum tuma in, he gets malchus mishum tuma mishum zona lo, but not mishum zona alma ba'onas lo karina bezona. He seems to be telling us therefore that when it's onas, it does not give her the status of a zona. So masav Rabbi Zera challenges v'hilo nitpasa asura ha nitpasa muteres, that we said that if by nashes Yisrael, if she's nen, so she's muteres to her husband, but v'yesh chacheres alf pishin nitpasa asura, but there's another woman that even if she's nen, so
she's a surah to her husband. Veizozo Eishes Kohen, and that's a reference to Eishes Kohen. Velava b'machala say asay, and a lava b'machala say as a din of an asay. So it's a kashan Rabu who said that Eishes Kohen, that's Nensa, her husband gets malchus mishum tuma. It's only an asay. So Amarava Hakola Yibachlal Rava says all the women that are nevalas tachas baalein are considered to be included in the yisra of tuma labayla when it's because the pasuk says achre asheru tama, so everyone's included in achre asheru tama kishepir lecha kasav kadesh shol vihilo nitbisa. So when the Torah tells you, but if an Eishes Yisrael was not nansa and she went and willingly cheated on her husband asura, she's going to be asura. We're mitayek on nitbisa muteres that when she was nansa, she's an exception to that rule. She's not included in the tuma. Mechal deishes kohen kidkai mekayma, which means that an Eishes Kohen in a similar situation would be at the original position, which would mean that she still has the status of tuma. So according to this lashon, an Eishes Kohen that's nevelas ba'ones is not considered a zona, is only yasser to her husband the kohen mishum tuma, but not mishum zona. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis.